Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today you've got me, Joel, and I'm joined by Dan Johnson.
Hello.
Hi Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Joel?
Not so bad. We finally managed to sort of coordinate our schedules across the mighty rifts of pond and land.
Right, the 8-hour time difference.
And
tell me, Joel, what's happening in the future? What should I invest in?
Snowshoes.
But it's 60 degrees here. I don't think I'm going to use those very much.
No, okay, around here, snow. And cold. Very, very cold. Basically zero around here. So, anyway, the weather is not what we're here to talk about today. The weather is, the subject of the conversation will be Patreon. Something I know nothing about, and I know you do.
A little bit.
So go ahead. Let me know.
All right. Well, I mean, like, the quick overview is Patreon is essentially Kickstarter, but it's Kickstarter on an ongoing process. So it's kind of built for people that write blogs, do podcasts, create videos, YouTube videos, that kind of thing. Okay. It's a way for creators to ask the people, the patrons of their different medias to donate to them either on a per show basis or a monthly basis. And it's just a really slick system. It's kind of like Kickstarter. You can set up goals. You have milestone goals. When you get to this number per month or per show, you'll start doing this. And it's just kind of a way for people to get funding to help offset the cost of what they may have put into making the show, or just maybe even being rewarded a little bit for the time they put into it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, I can see something happening in things like podcasts and then like what you and I have been involved with, because there are some setup costs with doing that. And there's oftentimes you might want to upgrade your equipment. Is that something, the reason why you've gone for this?
Yeah, for me, I'm really I've made it a big, major factor in telling everybody, like, on my description and everything, like, this money's not coming into my pocket. This money's going into Before We Begin's pocket. It's going to make Before We Begin better. Like, this money's not going to just, you know, take me and my wife out for a nice dinner once a month. Like, that's not the goal.
Mind you, that could be good for keeping the podcast going. You might get an extra pastry code.
happy wife, happy life. Hey, baby, you know that podcast you hate that I do? Guess what? It just paid for this supper.
Hey.
Eat that.
See, actually,
For me, I don't know if you call it old. It was built in 2007, and since then it's seen two overhauls. And by overhauls, I mean I knew guys that built their own machines, and when they started to build a new one, I took my machine over and I was like, "Can I have your guts that you're not using?" So, I mean, to be honest, like, my machine right now has three different partitions, like two hard drives. It's because it was set up for somebody that was like an Uber gamer kind of person, but like this was like the Uber gamer like 3 years ago. Yeah. After the last overhaul I had was like 2 years ago, and they'd been like the guts that I got were probably about a year and a half to 2 years old. So I'm probably running about a 4 year old machine at this point. And one of the things I really want to do for my podcast is I run the Before We Begin podcast. Go check it out, beforewebegin.podbean.com. And Joel, Mr. Joel here, has been on it a couple of times, and might I add, Joel, your episode, the second time with the Dreamer, is the most listened to episode I've had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, I need to have you on more often.
Yeah, I need to get that game in. You're always happy to come back.
Perfect. But no, for me, I'd like to get a new PC, because I'd really like to be able to, when the guests are playing their game, or if I'm playing a game against a guest, I would love to be able to record that, put it out on Twitch. I'd love to have some basic video editing software where I could kind of do like Mythic Fox was doing there for a little while, where he had his 15-minute battle videos.
Yeah, he sort of sped it up, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'd watched a bunch of those, and it was really interesting. You could really get a feel for how the game went. I'd like to shoot for like a 30-minute kind of with the overview commentary and maybe slowing it down. So yeah, in order to do that, Windows XP apparently won't run any of the screen capture technology these days.
Oh dear.
They're all Windows 7 minimum, so if anybody knows one that actually works with XP that still works, let me know. Yeah, right? No, it's kind of been a personal choice to stick with XP. It could have upgraded a couple of times, I think. I had opportunities with these overhauls where the people may have had a license that I could have had, but I just decided to stick with XP because I liked it a lot better than the newer Windows. But no, so like that's one of my goals. That's the main goal, is I want to get a new PC. I'm not going to get anything like super high-end. I'm not going out for Alienware or anything. I'm just going to go for like somewhere between like a $300 and $500 just box that I can replace my current one that'll allow me to do that kind of stuff. I'm not much of a PC gamer, so I mean, like, this isn't buying anything for me. It's buying something for the show, just so I can put out a little more content, more so than what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. It certainly will definitely benefit the show, and I can see how you can take it in new directions as well, which is cool. So
yep.
Where did you find out about this Patreon thing? Is it something you knew about, or did you find out about it elsewhere?
So I've always kind of modeled my show after a Magic podcast that I used to listen to when I was playing Magic a lot. It was called Limited Resources. And they were very much, they liked to call themselves Nuts and Bolt Spikes. So that meant they didn't really care, like, flavor, fluff, favorite cards. They didn't really care about any of that. They cared about what works together, what's the best strategy for drafting in Magic.
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I was just like, I love that. It was probably one of my favorite Magic podcasts. Like, I listened to it for quite a while, even after I stopped playing Magic, just because I enjoyed, like, the way they talked about just different competitive setups and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they first did a Kickstarter in order to raise some funds for their game, or for their podcast, and it went really well for them. And then they went and moved on to doing a Patreon. And I'd kind of thought about doing a Kickstarter, but I was always kind of weird about it, because I'm like, well, my podcast is already going. It just didn't know, like, I didn't feel like I had anything anybody really wanted, like, you know, for, like, stretch goals. Like, what am I going to do for a stretch goal? Like,
yeah.
That one just felt really weird, where I was like, once they kind of started talking about their Patreon on their podcast, I kind of looked into it, and I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of perfect.
Yeah, so it fits what you do, so, and helps it keep coming out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just because, yeah, I mean, there's it's not super expensive to pay for the hosting site, but there's a monthly fee for having all these podcasts hosted. There was, you know, startup costs, buying a call recorder, buying a better microphone, just stuff like that, and it all kind of adds up. And then I probably spend maybe 4 hours a week working on the show.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, as well as the recording time, there's all the editing and checking through and uploading that goes along with it.
Uploading, writing spreading it out there, putting up all the screenshots.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I really enjoy it. Like, it's not work. I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice. My Patreon's going fairly well already. It's only been up for a couple of weeks, and I haven't really, like, over-pushed it because it's, like I said, it's something I just want to do to make more for the podcast. It's not like I'm trying to make a living off of the podcast.
Yeah.
But I would like to get a new computer. One of my milestone goals, like, I put $50 a month would be I could start shopping for a computer, and I've hit that already.
Cool.
So I'm currently looking. Like, it'll be a few months before I have enough to go buy it, but I can start shopping now. In $13 more, I'm going to design a t-shirt for the podcast.
Very cool.
Yep. So I have my graphic artist / sister working on that right now. I sent her some rough sketch designs that I thought would be cool, and she's really good at that. That's what she does as a profession. So she's been instrumental in my podcast life.
Yeah. She designed the logo, didn't she?
Yep. Yep, she's responsible for any graphic artist, anything, like the business cards. She helped me make those.
Yes, I keep seeing those at events as Panzer Harris isn't shy of spreading them around for you.
Yep, I'm supposed to send him another truckload of them.
That'd be cool.
But no, so I want to do a t-shirt. I think that'd be really cool. And then I have a milestone at $100 per month of actually maybe finding some laser cutter or something and making some gaming aids, some rulers, some ski markers, that kind of thing, that are BWB logoed.
Very nice. So how did you go about setting up the pitch? I mean, you know, where did you go to do it? Was it hard to do if anyone else was trying to have a go?
No, it's. I mean, you just go to www.patreon, that's patreon.com. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just walks you through it. It gives you a lot of good examples. Like, you can look at mine, you can look at a bunch of other people's Patreons. That's kind of what I did. I surfed around and looked at different Patreons and what people had set up for milestone goals, because that was kind of like the biggest hurdle for me, was just deciding what kind of rewards I could give out that would make it worthwhile for people to feel like they were getting something back for what they're investing.
Yeah.
And so for me, if you give me $5 a month, I'm going to do like a once a month kind of like Skype/Google Hangout where the people that have made that contribution can come on and we can all chat and just talk Malifaux and talk about the show and maybe some things they'd like to hear on it. They can kind of be an inner circle for the show.
Yeah, if they're putting the money in, they get to have a bit more, you know, influence. They'll feel a bit of ownership. I think that's a good idea.
No, and that was one that you can do. I mean, it's pretty easy to do. Oh no, I have to talk to people that are really into Malifaux.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Run for the hills.
Right?
Yeah, sounds like pretty cool. So,
The Patreon site pretty much walks you through it. It's super simple. If you've got a following of people that enjoy what you do and, you know, you're just looking to maybe upgrade a little bit of what you're doing, like, it's not a bad way to go. Like,
yeah,
it's not anything super pushy. Like, some people will do, like, premium content and that kind of thing, and I've never, ever wanted to do that.
No, I mean, there've been some podcasts over here that in the time have done that. I think the first podcasts I started listening to for gaming were things like Bad Dice Podcast, the Warhammer, and He and Hammer at the time, and they both eventually ended up going that route, where they said if you pay them so much money, I think it was a one-off payment, I think it was, of maybe £10 a year or something, you paid for them, you paid it in one sum, and then you got access to a secondary forum or something on their website where,
sure,
you got extra content, and they put extra shows up in there, in those sections, so you could only access that content if you'd paid that money. But yeah, it does seem a little divisive, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's something I really felt great about. I'm talking to people. Like, I mean, for my show, I am the only regular host, and I have a guest host on, and it's a different guest host most weeks, so... If anything, I should be paying those people to come on my show, because they're the ones that have made it so great. Like, I just sit there and lob softballs at them and talk Malifaux and...
Yeah, it's nice to be on the receiving end for a change, eh?
It is. It's kind of fun. It's a lot less pressure. You're not sitting there thinking, well, how do I transition into this topic now?
No, that's my job. I haven't got another topic. So away. So, Ness, would you recommend it to anyone sort of starting up a podcast now, or would you say it's better to something to work out this Patreon when you're a bit more established and then want to try and push your boundaries?
Yeah, I mean, it would be tough if you weren't established already, because people wouldn't really know what they're funding.
I suppose so, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I've been doing it for about 6 months now. I started back in August. When I put my Patreon together, I was up to 22 episodes. And that's pretty much what I said. I did 22 episodes in the last 6 months. I'm planning on continuing this. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. And I just want to be able to do a little bit more. But yeah, it would be tough unless you're like Joel Henry and you're like, hey, I was on Malifools for 2 years and now I want to start my own podcast, but I need a little funding. Like, you probably wouldn't have any trouble, Joel. But if you're just somebody like me that comes off the street, just some crazy American on the West Coast that's just like, I'm going to start a podcast because I don't think anybody's done anything quite like this yet. Yeah, like, even to be fair, I had a couple of friends that are like, yeah, that podcast probably going to work out because it's going to get really boring after a couple of episodes just doing the same thing over and over again.
No.
Apparently, yeah.
I've got to say, I think you found a real niche with Before We Begin, and it's probably one of my favorite podcasts out there at the moment.
Oh, shucks, you're making me blush.
It's true, and I learn a lot from it. whenever I listen to it, because usually talking about Masters I don't know or don't see often, because, you know, even with the amount of tournaments I go to and the amount of, you know, time I spend thinking about the game, I still don't get to see everybody. And there's 39 Masters out there. Many of them could be played in more than one faction. That changes things completely. And, you know, it's good to have a source I can go to where someone knowledgeable on the subject is being brought in to test their mettle, and I can either applaud their good ideas, give the ideas for them, or yell at my monitor going, "What are you doing that for?"
I mean, I've learned a lot, because, like, talking to these people, like Hoffman, I'd never played against and never really had a strong inkling to play. Like, I could have picked up an old Metal Hoffman crew at one point for like $15, and I was just like, I have no interest in this. And then I did the podcast about Hoffman, and I was like, crap, I should have picked that up. He sounded like a lot of fun. that's the other difficulty. Like, you learn a lot, but, like, the bad thing is you hear these people, and, like, I'm usually talking to people who it's usually their, like, primary master or a master they play a lot, so they're really into that master.
Yeah.
And just hearing them talk about it and how excited they are, man, it's makes you want to play that master too.
Yes. It can be quite expensive listening to you. That's the good news for Patreon. It funds, right? It funds the shyness at the show.
There can be the new Patreon. Like, I want to collect them all. Help me collect them all.
Pokemon Patreon. That might be something fun. So cool. It sounds like it's going well for you. You said you're up to over $50 now.
Yep, I've got 9 patrons so far, and like I said, it's only been going for about 2 weeks, so I'm a little blown away. I figured it would just be kind of a slow build-up, and maybe I'd get up there, but yeah, it kind of took off on me, and I just want to thank those people that have been patrons. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that's listened to my show, because that's kind of blown me away, too. Almost up to the 20,000 listens mark.
Wow.
In six cool. months. Yeah. No, it. Yeah, thanks to my brilliant marketing plan of bringing on Cheated Fates guys and then Malifools guys. I know how to draw an audience, I guess. And I guess the shows didn't suck, so people kept listening when I didn't have those guys on. And no, it's been a wild ride.
And let's hope that ride continues. Thanks for joining me today, Dan.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And that's all for today. Bye-bye.
Laters.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at fools_daily. Or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.